bud.
Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Right into your phone calls. We go to Ziggy in the UK on the amp line. Hey, Ziggy.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yesterday, somebody made a comment to me about the Free State Project, because I said I was, you know, thinking about moving to New Hampshire.
What'd they say?
And basically, they said to me that it was really, really stupid.
Why is that?
I went, how's that? They said, well, you're moving to America, whose government you don't particularly like, to fight that said government. Why don't you stay here and try and make things happen here?
Well, I'm not trying to fight the government. I would like to make that clear. I'm interested
well,
in...
I tried to explain that to them. I said, you know, they're trying to actually get New Hampshire to opt out of the union, basically. And they said... And then, of course, they went on about, oh, well, you know, the CIA and the FBI, you know, will see that it doesn't happen. They'll arrest the ringleaders and as such. I have to say there is a twist to this. This person themselves is thinking about leaving this country, but they're thinking about going to Austria.
I wonder when they're going to start arresting the so-called ringleaders, because I mean the Free State Project's been around since 2001. There have been hundreds of people that have made the move to New Hampshire in order to seek liberty. In case you don't know what the project is, it's a movement of 20,000 people. People who are going to all move to New Hampshire, who are then going to be activists. They may already be activists, but when they get here, it is the intention of the project that they be activists for liberty, so we can achieve liberty in our lifetime. So we've got hundreds of people that have moved in already, and certainly some are more noticeable than others.
And they've arrested some, but they let them go.
Right. Why?
Just like they did with Gandhi. They arrested him and then let him go because his incarceration itself was...
But they weren't arrested because they were free staters.
No.
They were arrested because of circumstances having to do with car registration and not, you know, driving without a license. So it's not as though they were targeted because they were free staters. When's that going to happen? I mean, what do you think, Ziggy? What do you think your friend would say to that? What are they waiting for?
I have to say they are, but they're a bit of an idiot. They're very anti-American. In fact, they said the most horrendous thing I've known anyone to say about 9/11. They said to me, "Oh, on the afternoon of 9/11, the only thing which was missing for them was the popcorn."
Oh my God.
Yeah, this is a person who is just full of hate for everything, basically. But the fact is, I had to admit, yes, there is. I can understand, you know, because we know that sort of opinion that, you know, they're going to, you know, that the military or active New Hampshire tries to recede from the Union, you know, they'll bomb New Hampshire isn't uncommon, is it? You know, you've had callers
sure.
in the show.
Well, it goes to show how frightened people are of the governments in this world, that they're so deathly afraid of retaliation, they won't do anything.
That's the other point I made to them. I said, it doesn't matter where you go, all governments are pretty much the same.
Yeah, pretty much.
They're power hungry and they want to control you.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they didn't see it like that because they're a socialist. you know,
how much are you going to say to him?
Quick comment about Kathy last night.
Kathy, this was the woman who called in to chastise us for, in her opinion, not giving people enough of a chance to say what they have to say before interrupting them with various questions and things
Basically, Kathy, listen to Saturday Night's show. They gave almost up an hour to a real nationalist nut.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you have to understand, Ziggy, people like that are not, they're not being objective. You know, they're not looking at this show as compared to other shows, and the fact that we really do let anybody on this program that calls in, there's no real significant screening beyond just asking people their name and where they're calling from.
Yeah, I can testify to that, but I would have to say to that guy who did ring up, the nationalist, stop hiding behind a flag for your own fault. I am fed up with people who hide behind flags and blame everyone else for their own failings.
When you're there, Zig.
That's what nationalists are like.
Thank you for the call tonight, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is The SACL CAI toll-free line. So, lots to talk about tonight. Coming up, Mark, you've got a story. First of all, you got an email about property taxes. And, in follow-up fashion to our story about the illegal taxi last night, you have a story about an illegal haircutter?
Yes.
Right? Let's get into that one, because we started the show last night with the taxi story. Let's continue on this path of madness. These criminals, they're just destroying civilized society with their illegal, non-permanent haircutting. What's this story all about?
From the Bradenton Herald.
When
I was growing up, we called it the mullet wrapper. Man arrested for pretending to be a barber. A 29-year-old Bradenton man, who authorities say was cutting hair without a license, has been arrested on a misdemeanor charge. A Manatee County Sheriff deputy said he saw Edwin Garcia Gonzalez in February, we're just now getting this information?
Mm.
Standing near a barber chair at a shop in the 5800 block of 15th Street East. Gonzalez, according to the deputy, was not cutting hair at the time of the inspection. Authorities said Gonzalez ran from the shop, leaving behind a bag with tools of the trade. Authorities said the clippers in Gonzalez's drawer were warm. So they arrested Gonzalez on Monday. Yeah, they got the bastard. That's right. This guy cutting hair without a license, pretending to be a barber.
Wow.
They're arresting people for not having barber's licenses.
He might cut someone's ears off, Mark. Or at least one ear. Isn't that what they are always concerned about? You know, you got to be careful around the ears.
It's a bunch of crap is all it is. I mean, the thing is I could cut your hair as long as I don't get paid a penny for it.
Hmm. Because you're getting paid.
It's not about your ears. It's about the money.
Okay. Is there more to this story?
That's it.
That's it. Just a little blurb, huh? That's all he gets in the Bradenton Herald or whatever? That's
yep.
it?
He's in jail.
Just a two-paragraph, five-sentence-long story or whatever?
Yep. That's it.
This is a travesty. This is tragic. This is awful.
Well,
this deserves the front page, in my opinion. If I were editing a newspaper, I would focus significant resources on covering this story and how outrageous it is. The idea that someone should be punished for, I mean, a misdemeanor, that's up to a year in jail.
It can be. Yeah.
The idea that someone should spend any time in a jail cell for cutting hair. Another consensual act.
Yes.
This is a consensual crime, which ranks right up there with selling or using drugs or purchasing or being a prostitute or playing a game of cards,
It doesn't have the added aspect of being immoral. You know,
well, it doesn't have that sizzle. That's, yeah.
Right. There's immorality behind a lot of the vices you're talking about there. This is out-and-out protectionism. This is the barber's union using the force of the police, our tax dollars, to enforce their own monopoly.
Well, some would say that it is a moral issue because it's against the law, and so breaking the law is immoral, and so therefore it was immoral.
I would disagree.
Yeah, well, I just said some people would say that. And so now this guy's facing up to a year in jail. I wonder what the requirements are like in Florida to become a licensed barber.
Like 600
barber.
Hours of cutting hair and stuff.
So
classes and things like that.
So, yeah. So this is essentially the same story as what we read last night, except in the world of cutting hair as compared to taxi driving. Last night, it was a guy he wasn't arrested, but it was a guy who had his car stolen from him and impounded, his minivan. And he's, by the way, he was 78 years old. This guy was in his 20s that we're talking about tonight. But last night, a man almost to 80 years old was taken out of his car on the side of the road, left to walk home, presumably. And then he had to go and pay hundreds of dollars to get his minivan back, all because he gave a woman a ride who happened to be an undercover sting officer. Now, did someone snitch out this guy? How did he get caught anyway?
It doesn't say what how he got caught.
They were looking for him.
A cop observed him.
Observed him do what?
But this is the thing. I didn't quite understand why the cop would know that this guy didn't have a license. I would guess that somebody...
Cutting someone's hair in his front yard or something?
No, he was at a barbershop.
Oh, really?
He's working at a barbershop without a barber's license.
Oh, I missed that point.
Yes.
Ooh. Is he the owner of the store or just an employee?
I did not get that impression.
I wonder why they didn't bring the owner of the store up on charges if he was not the owner. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. Do you think that this is A-okay? Is this what you want your police to be doing?
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202. 1-800-453-2202. Or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include updates, by the way. Get on the list. We keep you in the loop. Whenever you need to know something fresh about Free Talk Live, you'll know first if you're on the updates list, and you can get on it free by going to updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates. www.freetalklive.com. The enforcement crackdown continues on what I would like to call consensual criminals, people who have never harmed another person. They've never hurt anybody. They haven't hurt their clients, their customers, their coworkers. They haven't hurt anybody, but they've now gone to jail or had their property stolen from them by government police for allegedly violating some statute and that says that they can't do what they were doing, that says that they can't give somebody a ride and be paid a few bucks to cover the gas, that says that they can't give somebody a haircut and be paid a few bucks for their time and their effort. And that's what's happening again here tonight, where a man in Bradenton, Florida, has been arrested on misdemeanor charges of illegal barbering, in that he did not go and jump through the state-mandated hoops that say, well, if you want to be a barber, you have to go and get 600 hours of education. And then, of course, in that 600 hours of education, they may or may not actually touch on things that you need to know as a barber.
Well, they'll touch on things that the average barber needs to know, but we did read a story, it's been quite a couple of years now, about a little girl who was doing African hair braiding, who they shut down. And when I say little girl, I mean a young girl.
That story's actually in Mary Ruart's book, Healing Our World.
And she was shut down for doing this African hair braiding and needed to get a cosmetology license to continue.
Right.
But in the cosmetology course, they didn't teach African hair braiding.
And that didn't matter. She could still go get that cosmetology license, and after the fact, she could African hair braid, and no one would have a problem with it.
You know,
it's a racket.
It absolutely is a racket. It would be one thing if they said, well, you know, barbers shave people's faces with straight razors. The fact that I've never had my face shaved at a barber's with a straight razor and have never seen anyone.
Except I've seen it in the movies.
Yeah, I've seen it in the movies. I have had my sideburns done with a straight razor and the back of my neck done with a straight razor by a barber. But a barber, according to the Florida's definition here, is anyone who, very strange definition, term barbering means any of the following practices when are done for remuneration for the public, but not done for the treatment of disease or physical or mental ailments, as though you might do this stuff for physical or mental ailments.
Hmm.
The stuff is shaving, cutting, trimming, coloring, shampooing, arranging, dressing, curling, or waving the hair or beard, or applying oils, creams, lotions, or other preparations to the face, scalp, or neck, either by hand or mechanical appliances. Now, cutting, you're using sharp things, okay? Shaving, you're using sharp things. One can make the argument. I'm not saying it's good. I'm not saying it's valid. That a person shouldn't be able to do these things, period. Not without a barber's license. Now, remuneration, without remuneration, that kind of thing.
Remuneration?
Am I saying it wrong? I don't know. I'm looking here. Yep, it is.
Okay.
Remuneration.
Very good.
Transposed it in my head. Anyway,
you thought.
You could say that a person shouldn't be able to use bladed objects on another human being without a license. But you can't say that you can't do it for money. Because
they're being totally inconsistent.
They are being inconsistent. And
so it's not about saving people's lives.
Someone can't wave or shampoo or arrange or curl or color hair, maybe coloring with the harsh chemicals that could actually get in someone's eye and blind them, I suppose. I don't know that they could. They probably would just be uncomfortable.
So what you're pointing out here is that it's clear that their excuse for licensing, which is the public safety,
right,
is not the actual reason. Because if that were the reason, then they would outlaw all this behavior, even if it was done for free. So that way you could not have a charity haircutting event without having a license in the first place. But you can. If you want to go out and have a charity haircutting event, then go right ahead. You can cut people and drop stuff in their eyes. Of course, then you've actually got an actionable offense. You've hurt somebody.
Yeah.
But no, that's not what the law
is. A bad haircut is an actionable offense too, I would imagine. not in your book with your haircut. No, certainly not. But
anyway,
you mess somebody's hair up badly enough, you would have to compensate for that.
Your point works, though, Mark. It's clearly not about protecting consumers.
It's a racket.
It's about protecting those who have jumped through the hoops, those barbers who have gone and spent the hundreds of hours at the barber schools, and they've jumped through the governmental paperwork, and they've filled out all the forms, and they've paid all their fines and their dues, and they've gotten their license. And they're very, very upset about the idea that someone would dare cut another person's hair, take a few bucks for it, and call it a day. They're very upset about that because they haven't refused, because they have not gone through the same hazing ritual, if you will, that the legitimate barbers have. And that's where all this comes from. And something needs to be done about it. And I think that that something needs to be more people disobeying.
I can't imagine that the amount of money that they get from barbering licenses, I don't know how much it is. But I can't imagine that it really adds to the general fund very much. I think that it probably just props up the Florida license board that you know, the Florida Department of Businesses and Professional Regulation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a big, huge building in Tallahassee. It's probably got regional offices and employees. I can't imagine for a second that this amount of money actually goes any farther than paying these bureaucrats' paychecks and paying for these buildings and the rents or on these buildings.
It's just crazy.
It's just propping up this protection racket.
People need to stop asking for licenses to do business. That's where one of the problems comes in, is that people believe that they've been raised in this environment. Most of them were educated by the government, and they're raised in an environment where they're told that if you want to go and start a business, first you have to do your research, you have to file for a corporation, you have to go and get all this, you know, paperwork taken care of, you have to, you know, file for the right permits and file for the licenses, and then you've got to get your occupational and your health safety, and you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
There's like permit after permit after permit, and when somebody looks at that, as I did in the past when I was looking into starting my own radio station, when somebody looks into that, they get overwhelmed. Somebody like me, overwhelmed. I'm not a lawyer.
The
idea
is to keep you out.
Right, and it worked. I'm not a lawyer, and I don't know what I'm doing.
And to pay for the schools that you know, sort of get people to do this. Now, I think that it seems to me that a person that's going to go cut hair for a living should go to a cosmetology school. Makes good sense to me that you would want to learn that. Now, maybe, your mom or dad was one of these things, and you learned over time how to do it, and you don't need the school. If people are coming to you and giving you money for a haircut, and they're coming back a time and time again,
and telling people about it, sure.
You know, there's barbers out there that essentially do nothing but flat tops, you know, crew cuts, that kind of thing. What do they need to know how to curl a woman's hair for?
Doesn't make sense.
What do they need to know how to set hair and curlers for? They just do guys' white walls. That's it. Let me tell you the definitions of other things that they've got here. They've also got, besides a barber, which I read to you, which is a long and arduous definition, there's a restricted barber, which would be like one of these person whose practice is restricted to the terms, conditions, and restrictions imposed on their license, such as hair cutting, shaving, shampooing, blow drying, and flying hair. There's a barber's assistant. This is a person whose practice is confined solely to shampooing hair and applying hair tonics or conditioner under the supervision of a licensed barber. You need a license to shampoo somebody's head.
1-800-259-9231. Now, that's just in Florida. There are, of course, lots of other states across the country and around the world that have similar provisions. More coming up. You take control. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
This is George Winkhurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. They include a wiki. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go and change virtually anything you see at wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI. We go to your phone calls. Let's talk first to Alex in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight?
You guys can hear me okay?
We got you. Go for it.
All right. Yeah, all this licensing business reminds me of what happened to my father in Cuba. My father was actually there for the revolution, and he was a farmer. And he was selling some, I think it was avocados, he was selling on the side of the street. And he came back home, and on his door, there was like a paper that was nailed to the door that said, now your farm is the property of the people. And then he was arrested for not having a license from the people to be selling his products, his wares. And he was dragged to a concentration camp, not like a Nazi concentration camp, more like a war camp. And he was dragged there and made to cut sugar cane in the hot sun for 18 months for selling his fruit. It's so crazy.
Wow.
Did he get paid in this work camp, or how did that work?
No, not at all.
It's different in different places on how they do these things. So he was separated from his family and forced into labor, right?
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
And he even says that people in the camp actually would cut their own leg to get into a hospital and then, like, run out of the hospital, like, however they could do that, just to get out of the work camp.
Thank you for sharing that story, Alex. Any other thoughts?
Something quick. It seems like Hillary Clinton's going on this huge tirade about speculators and gas prices. And something I want to tell to your listeners, if they don't know it already, is speculation in the market is probably one of the most important things, one of the most important market mechanisms. It allows basically some kind of temporal connection between supply in different periods of time. It allows droughts of certain things to connect with large supplies of other things in periods of time. If something is very abundant at a certain time, it's very low, so people buy up a lot of it, and then when it's low at a period of time in the future, it's very expensive, so then they go ahead and sell it out, and the supply increases. So it's very important that people understand speculators are not a problem. They're a solution to problems in the market, and it's important that people don't go on tirades against them.
See what the problem is. There are people putting their money on the line. They could lose big or win big. I mean, anything can happen out there.
Yeah, it's not understanding. The first, they don't understand the market. They are jealous of people that have enough money to, speculate like this.
Yeah.
And I've met people that do it. It's not like it's entirely rich people. I've done it. I've bought and sold commodities. I don't consider myself rich by any stretch of the imagination. So... Yeah. It can be anybody that they want to set these little rules up on. And if you're speculating in something you don't know what the hell you're doing, well, you deserve to lose money.
Very good, Alex. Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's
you continue. Go in a dark corner in the street and you play a three-card Monty with somebody on that corner and you don't know what you're doing, well... You deserve to lose your money there, too.
There you go. Let's continue with Matt in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Mark. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. Good, what's on your mind, Matt?
Oh, well, I want to present you guys with an interesting dichotomy. I mean, I'm an avid hookah smoker. I don't know if you guys know what that is.
Smoke out of your hookah?
I purely smoke tobacco because I'm in the military. But I wanted to present you guys with a dichotomy. I mean... A friend of my mother's was a DEA agent, so he's what you guys would call a thug. Knew I did this, came over to the house several times, saw me doing it, didn't have any problems with it yet.
Mm-hmm.
One time when I was checking plan of the day, it's the thing the military puts out to tell you what's going on at various commands. They said that hookahs were illegal according to the UCMJ and that they were evil and that you had if you were caught with one, you'd be sent in jail.
Uh-oh.
And I went to go talk with a JAG, which is a lawyer in the military, and I asked him about it, and I said, I've met with a DEA agent. He said he was perfectly okay with it. He said this was fine. And the JAG actually got angry that the drug people in the Navy were sending out legal advice to people and saying that it was an absolutely ridiculous assumption to say that people who were responsible enough to enjoy tobacco out of a water pipe we're doing something illegal, and I just thought it was interesting that you had a DEA agent who, by all accounts, would be a government thug going around enforcing their will on other people, and yet you had the military trying to tell law-abiding citizens what to do, was saying that it was not in accordance with the rules to do this.
Well, I would think that what the military is probably coming from an area of ignorance, likely, whereas the DEA agent is a little more boots on the ground and realizes that there are places in America, like tea shops and that kind of thing, where you can go and smoke hookah with other people. It's just kind of gooey,
yeah, they have
gooey
smoking
tobacco.
Parlors.
Yeah, they do. And so the DEA agent realizes, yes, this is done by lots of people around the world, and it's, although not an American tradition, it's a tradition of lots of different people, and certainly Americans can enjoy it legally and safely. Whereas
I thought was scariest about this was that you have the U.S. military, which is a huge presence in a country like Iraq, in the Middle East, where they actually have directives on how to bring hookahs back from Iraq, and then you can't bring them back with you personally. You have to ship them back because customs will confiscate them. And yet you have the drug personnel in the military who are completely ignorant of what these products are used for,
but they
even though
it,
there are hundreds of thousands of military personnel in the Middle East.
But didn't you say that according to the UCMJ, that's essentially the military laws, right?
The drug people in the military have an overly broad definition. They suggest that any equipment which is designed to produce any sort of effect on the human body is not allowed under the UCMJ, which would make paper illegal for military personnel to have because they could roll marijuana in it and smoke it. And it's an absolutely ridiculous assumption that I pointed out to the lawyer, and he said, yeah, that's ridiculous. There's no way they'd get away with that.
Well, you know, it is the military, and so if their rules are more stringent than even the federal government's regular rules against paraphernalia, then that's just how it is. I mean, it's a separate organization in a way that they can set their own rules even more arbitrarily. There is no legislative process to go through for that. They just set whatever rules they want to, and if they want to target you and get you for it, they probably could. So I would suggest, keeping that hook on the down.
Well, that's not even their rules, though. They're just conflicted on their rules.
Okay. Well, I thought he said that hookahs were banned, according to the rules.
But there are, rules. But there are directives on how to get them back from Iraq.
Now, is that part of the UCMJ? There's actually information on how to transport hookahs?
It's not part of the UCMJ. If you look for, if you do like a Google search of hookahs in the military, it's a very popular item to bring back from deployments to the Middle East. So
that just means all those people are ignoring the military rule against them, right?
No. The military actually tells you that if you try and bring them back as you fly back from Bahrain or Iraq, that customs will confiscate them, yet you can ship them through the postal system and they will not be confiscated because customs views them as drug paraphernalia, yet the postal service does not. It's a weird...
Let me see if I've got this straight. That's an official publication of the military that gives you hints on how to transport
them? It's not an official publication, but it's listed on military websites telling you how to bring them back. And
the military websites official military websites, or are they just...
.mil websites.
.mil.
Okay, so then there is definitely a conflict there.
Yes, there is, and it's when you have competing bureaucracies, you get competing viewpoints.
Sure, and if you want consistency, don't join a bureaucracy.
No, you just won't get it.
It's already too late. How many more years do you have left?
Only 3.
Good luck with that, man. Stay alive. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, and enjoy your hookah. 800-259-9231. Coming up, still more calls on the line, and news from the police state in Britain. The airport-style scanners are making trips outside of the airports. Now we'll tell you where. Coming up, Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
On September 11th, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgie.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in, free Super Saver shipping on a whole bunch of items. Get your shopping done. Get pretty much anything you might need for life, because there is a big selection at amazon.freetalklive.com.
If you want to move to New Hampshire but don't know where you want to live, PorkManor.com is a new site that connects freedom-loving landlords with freedom-loving renters. Landlords can easily manage the display of their rentals, including uploading photos, videos. Renters can find a place where they'll be living with libertarians, sometimes even anarchists. It's simple, efficient, and cheap and effective. PorkManor.com. That's PorkManor.com.
We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want to talk about. Let's go to Dave in Athens, listening on WAIS. Hello, Dave. Dave?
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Two things. First off, I'm a raging, more level-headed guy, but I have seen not chemtrails, but contrails. They're different.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen a chemtrail since the locust spring of 1980.
So they sprayed for locusts there in Ohio?
Yes, but that was 1980, and I was just a little, about 13, and I have not seen one chemtrail since. I've seen UFOs, I've seen ghosts, but I have not seen a chemtrail.
What did the UFOs do?
Huh?
What did they do?
The UFOs.
Just fly in the air, and they can't be identified by any means.
What'd you expect them to say, Mark?
I just wondered.
Unidentified flying objects.
Yeah. Just wondered.
There you go. Dave, go ahead.
I wanted to disagree. I respect the officer last night, but I wanted to disagree with him. He should enforce restraining orders, because a man could put a woman in danger if he abuses her.
Sure. He wasn't saying whether or not he should enforce the restraining order itself. He was talking about whether or not to confiscate weapons from someone who has a restraining order put against them.
There you go. Dave, okay. Thanks for the call, right, dude. Thanks. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We talk to Tom in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I wonder if I could talk about two things.
Sure.
First, I'd like to talk about municipal corporations, and then I'd like to talk about real estate taxes.
Municipal corporations. This sounds like something new to me. For me.
All right. Well, what I would like to say is for all the listeners to think about this. I mean, I'm not an attorney, right? I just kind of function on common sense and things I hear and see and read.
Okay.
You have to realize that your towns, you'll even see a sign when you come in that says, you know, entering the corporation, the corporate limits of such and such. Well, towns and cities are corporations. They're municipal corporations.
Correct.
You know, corporation is a legal fiction, which is registered to do business.
Okay.
Right? Okay.
Well, I don't know that that's necessarily the definition, but okay, it is a legal fiction. I'll give you that part.
Well,
corporation is a legal fiction, and typically they are created to shield their board members or their founders or owners from liability. That's the typical purpose of a corporation.
Have you ever heard of a charitable corporation?
No.
There you go.
I think maybe I have. What is an LLC or
charitable? You have a charitable foundation, but you know a charitable foundation doesn't do business, doesn't make a profit.
Okay.
Anyhow, your towns are municipal corporations, and they're registered to do business. They even have Dun & Bradstreet numbers. Okay.
Wow.
Interesting.
Okay. Did you ever wonder why a cop in one town can't write a ticket in the town next to it?
Well, they would claim jurisdiction.
Well, you might also be the occasion of, let's say, someone who works at Walmart, which is a corporation, walks into JCPenney's and starts working the cash register like they're an employee at JCPenney's. They can't do that.
Right. Okay.
That's why the cop can't go from one town to the next.
Gotcha.
He's employed by a corporation. He's actually not even he actually has no authority basically assigned to him by the state, I don't think. He's basically an employee of a corporation.
You know, I was thinking, I have worked for a charitable organization that was incorporated. So, yes, there are
charitable corporations. Well, maybe I'm wrong there, but I'm saying that basically your corporations are licensed to do business.
And you can't, you must admit that the town. So that would explain mean that the state police, they work for a corporation that claims dominion over a larger plot of land and has granted sub-corporations to the various different cities and counties within that state. So the state police can go hopping from county to county at will.
That's because they belong to the state corporation, which basically sits as a big umbrella over all the counties.
I gotcha.
But you're still down to just basically, you know, fictions, which are basically set up to do business, the way I look at it.
Right.
But,
would that explain why, Tom, when I sent a piece of mail recently, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but a few months ago, I got a parking ticket here in New Hampshire, and I sent a letter to the parking bureaucracy, and I told them, you know, I'd be happy to pay this. I pay debts that I owe people, and I'd be happy to pay this one if you'd just simply show me the agreement that I've entered into with your organization, and you know, show me proof of claim, basically that I actually do owe this money. I'll be happy to cut you a check for that. And I gave them a certain number of days in which to respond. They did not. I sent them another follow up letter, kind of just giving them yet another opportunity to respond to me, just because I felt like being a nice guy. And then they still didn't respond within the time window that I gave. I gave them like 2 weeks each with each letter, so they had over a month to get back to me on that. And part of my letter said, well, if you don't respond within this period of time, I will presume that I don't have any obligation to you, and I won't be liable for any of your so-called fines. And then a month later, I finally get a letter from the head, one of the heads of the bureaucracy, who tells me that, looks like your fine's been taken care of, and thanks very much for your prompt payment. And then he proceeded to answer some questions that I had, and I'm going to keep emailing the guy. But would you suggest that because there was no agreement, that they just sort of let that one pass?
I think you discovered the secret to the whole scam. Number two, remember, let's say someone puts up a parking meter in a town.
Mm-hmm.
That parking meter is on a public right-of-way, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Now, if I live in Ohio and a guy comes in from Michigan, can I say to him, hey, buddy, where are you from? Or he says, Michigan. You can't park on my street unless you give me some money. You can't say that to him. Then you got a town that basically...
Well, it's because it's not your street.
Well, it's a public right-of-way. It belongs to everybody in the 50 states. Or even, you know, anybody who comes here legally to this country. So where do they get off charging a toll for the public right-of-way?
And you can say,
well...
You know,
I don't know about Ohio,
but when I think about it, I think about New Hampshire. When did the city of Keene or the state of New Hampshire pay for the road
from the people, the people around, because they're claiming this right of way, which I can certainly understand. People need to be able to get around and that kind of thing. But when did they buy it? How do they own it?
Who has the right as a group, even as a town, to get together and say, oh, by the way, when you come into our town, you got to pay to park on the right of way? They're like a gang.
Yeah, it doesn't
exactly
make sense at all. I mean, you know, when they start making decisions like this, you would have to have unanimous support of all the property owners.
Well,
and then the property owners
illegal.
That buy afterwards would have to sign a piece of paper that agrees in also.
But yeah, I mean, you'd also have to have paperwork that would show that unanimous support. You couldn't just say, okay, we've got unanimous support. You'd have to have consent paperwork from every single one of those property owners. I mean, that's an insurmountable task.
Well, no, that would just increase the size of the gang. The gang would be with the population of the town. If
that's
the town can say, we own the street. But they don't own the street. Otherwise, you could say a guy from Michigan cannot drive down this street in our town unless he gives us some money because he's from Michigan and we're in Ohio.
Well, plus, and the way I like to view it is that if someone was to come and take my bicycle and then I was to, you know, see them with the bicycle on the street and I know it's my bicycle, you know, I've carved something in it, I can prove that is absolutely my bicycle. Is it their property now that they've successfully stolen it from me? Do I not have the right to go and take that back? Of course not. Thieves don't have proper claim over the property that they steal from people, and those streets and the other public lands have been stolen. And if they weren't stolen, for instance, someone gave an example once, well, what if somebody bequeaths all their property to the city? Well, okay.
It does happen.
I can understand that, but you're bequeathing your property to a gang, and nothing that gang does is legitimate because they use force in their activities. So as soon as the gang dissolves itself, that property will turn over to the marketplace and can be claimed by anybody who's Johnny on the spot quick enough to claim it. But to suggest that governments can own anything at all is absolutely absurd. And I know that's not the point you were making. I know you had another one, Tom, so we're going to bring you back here an hour
all right.
or two if you'll hang on. 800-259-9231. Thieves do not own the property they steal. It's still yours, and you have the absolute right to do what it takes to make yourself whole again. 800-259-9231, and as that applies to the parking meters, well, if it's not their property, how can they meter it? How can they charge? How can they set rules for it? Hour 2 coming up, Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your body...